Hello, hola, salut, salam, guys. It's another beautiful day we should be grateful for. This is brought to you by the A-listers from Dreamyard Center, and we believe you're great and strong enough to believe, conquer, and achieve what you want in life. This audio may be more effective in a quieter environment, so save the link if you have to, because you're about to learn new ways to cope with bad thoughts, stress, and educate you on striving to achieve all of your small and big dreams. And you want to listen to this audio when you're feeling down and thinking you can't achieve your dreams. Also, when you need some inspiration to keep working hard. Dear listeners, this audio is put together from our interviews with the Bronze Poet Laureate, Ms. K, and Ms. Journey, who does herbalism. So sit back and let's dive into this. Well, let's hear from Ms. K about what comes to mind when she sees or hears someone being passionate about something they love, or something they think can help them in life.
When you're passionate about something, it kind of just flows. It doesn't feel like work, right? When we think about dreams, when I used to think about dreams, I used to think about like the Disney Channel and fantasy and like what you see on TV. But real life is really about the highs and the lows and being able to feel good when it's high, but also to be tenacious and determined when it's low, and to remind yourself that it's not always going to be low, that if you keep at it, it does get better. Or not necessarily life, right? But sometimes you get better and you learn how to deal with the challenges, the highs and the lows. So yeah, that's just all the process in achieving your dreams.
Yeah, as Ms. K said, things become more easier when you're passionate about them. So have passion for things you love, for it will bring ease to your life. Have faith and believe in yourself that you can achieve your dreams, because when you don't believe in yourself...
When you don't believe in yourself, you just, you know, you won't put forth all of your effort to do your best, you know, to give your best. And I always thought about that, like, it all starts in the mind. Right? So if you're telling yourself that you're not going to achieve your dreams, then that's where you need to start reprogramming. Start reprogramming your mind, because once you tell yourself that you will achieve your dreams, your heart, your soul, the body will follow. It will happen.
Yeah, that was Ms. K. You heard from speaking some real stuff. All right, guys. So let's hear from Ms. K again on how she deals with bad energy. In other words, how Ms. K deals with pessimism.
I think healing. I really think like those people need to heal, right? And I think when I say heal, a big part of like really growing up and learning, I like to be like pragmatic, right? So that's kind of like deal with things as they come along, right? And not being too pessimistic or too optimistic, but just kind of like dealing with things as it comes to me. I think that just like self-reflecting, right? And thinking about your thoughts, like, or not thinking about, sitting with your thoughts. That's something that I do often. I think maybe because I am a writer, and I realize that that has helped me process a lot, you know, a lot of trauma and a lot of just why I'm feeling this way or why I'm thinking this way, right? And I think therapy is important too, right? So, yeah, just kind of like sitting with your thoughts and sitting with your feelings and kind of like sorting through why you feel a certain way. I used to get panic attacks when I was younger. And they used to be so bad that my mom would have to take me to the hospital because I'm like, I can't breathe. I think my heart is, something's happening to me. And when I would get to the hospital, they would tell me nothing is wrong with me, right? That I was having a panic attack. And so as I got older and I would still have like anxiety and I realized that in those moments when I'm feeling really anxious, it's time for me to pull away, right? From social media, from my kids, from work, from everything. I need to pull away and I need to sit with myself and I need to think about, okay, what's going on? What's affecting me? Why is my body reacting this way? And for me, that works, you know? And the next thing that follows is usually I write. So I think you need some type of outlet, whether it's writing or singing, jogging, whatever it is. Like you need an outlet, but you also need space to reflect.
Yeah, guys, y'all heard from Miss K. Dream big, y'all. Keep your heads up, kings and queens, because all of y'all are natural winners. And now we're moving on to some advice we got from Miss Journey.
So my advice will be to work with your instinct and your intuition heavily first, meaning, right? A lot of time when we go to school, a lot of time when we get teachers and things of that nature, they are sharing with us their finding also based on their experience. When you're experiencing something, your mind is working, it's giving you thoughts, it's giving you ideas, you get to put things together, you can hypothesize on things, right? You can come up with things like, oh, I wonder if I do this and this, what would happen, right? And you discover so many things. So they've had those years and things like that, so they are also, outside of the factual stuff, they're also giving you their experience. You, the person who knows absolutely nothing, you have no experience, no nothing, you are just a receiver. You don't have so much to push back or even be like, yeah, you say X, Y, and Z, but when I went and I did this is what happened. Can you explain to me? You know, now this is a thing. But if you don't have that, then you're just taking. And you're taking good information, but you're also taking the person's perspective, and you don't have your own perspective to challenge that perspective to even know if we even are seeing eye to eye on this thing right here.
Yep, guys, y'all heard what Ms. Journey said. Work with your instincts, very heavy on that. And we're gonna end it here. Thank you, listeners, for your time. Again, this was put together by the A-listers from Dreamyard Art Center. Thank you once again, and have a blessed day. And I hope this helped. Thank you.